The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Say, what do you do when you got one guy in New Jersey in a hotel, one guy here in Massachusetts? It's time for Romeo and Zuck. That's right. Exclusively heard on 89.7 FM, WTBR, and across the globe on our beautiful internet site. Give us a call today, 413-445-5943, for a beautiful day in the Berkshires. Let's go! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Romeo and Zuck right here on WTBR 89.7 FM. We're Berkshire Sports now. We kind of changed the format a little bit to the Romeo and Zuck program. So, good morning, Ralph. You out there?
Good morning. I like when you put my name first.
Of course. Well, the Z is the end. R before Z, right? There you go.
alphabetical.
It's alphabetical. Okay. Yeah. It's, you know what? I've always been last, so it's okay. They save the best for last. I'm kidding. But anyway, but
well, that's true.
So we had this incredible weekend up here in the Berkshires. We had, you know, an amazing weather. I mean, I was in the lake like 3 days in a row, and all of a sudden now it's starting to feel like fall. You know, yesterday I was a little bit, you know, probably in the, you know, low 60s and late, you know, high 50s, and now it's about not high 50s, so I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen today, but so I'm going to do some landscaping after I get off the air, so that should be fun. So how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. You got to watch that back. When you do that landscaping, keep an eye on that back.
Got to keep that butt up, right? Exactly.
Because, you know, you're an old man now.
Exactly.
So am I, so I know.
I know, exactly. So I know. I'm walking around with, like, pain all the time.
I had this view. Hey, folks, I have this view of Robbie right now. I have a clear shot of his backside, the top of his head. It's a beautiful thing that I need on a Tuesday morning. Every Tuesday morning, I wish I had this.
I know. I wish I had.
You know what's funny about the Zoom connection?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm there, but then again, I really don't. You know, there's nothing like being there at the studio.
Well,
it'd be great if I could come to the studio one day.
Absolutely. I would love for you to come up here. I mean, you and Cindy would like it up here. First of all, you're 2 hours from New York. You're 3 hours from New York City. You're 2 hours from Boston. You're less than an hour from Albany. So you're kind of, you know, smack dab in the middle, to quote the song there. You know, you're right there, and there's plenty of, you know, things to do up here, certainly in the summertime. Wintertime is a little slower, you know, but, I mean, obviously there's skiing up here and other things like that, but, you know, I like living up here. I've been up here in, like, well, almost 19 years now, so, I mean, did my camp years up here, too, so, you know, as a kid, you know, which was fun, you know, I was a skinny little kid at a weight camp. They used to say, what are you doing here? Well, you're, like, 118 pounds. I said, come on, man, there's girls here.
I went to an all boys high school. What about that's a deprived.
Oh wow, that's deprived. Youth. Yeah, getting beaten by the sisters, right?
No. I tell you, the brothers and the priests, they had something called the Board of Education. It was actually a board.
Yes, I've seen some of those.
This, of course, is 1975. Things were different.
Right. Of course. Yeah, you weren't allowed to. You could get away with anything in 1975. Right. Exactly. So, last night, the Raiders came through. Last night I was watching the Raiders. I was flipping between that and the baseball. So, you know, I can't keep up with it. First it's Los Angeles Raiders, then it's, you know, Oakland Raiders, then it's Oakland Raiders and Los Angeles Raiders. So it's like, you know, it's like, so now it's Las Vegas.
So silly. Raiders. So silly. Why don't they change their name once in a while? It's exactly. So ridiculous.
Exactly.
The Raiders were always the Outlaws. The Outlaws of the NFL.
Yes, and they always picked up guys that were off the scrap heap, you know, and then they did well in Vegas. But they won 17-13 last night. So yeah, I had a push basically with my buddy Mike, you know, who used to call up here from Ocean City.
Yes.
Mikey and I do the games every weekend. So basically, we had a tie, you know. So yesterday, it was fun. You know, I should have won actually. The Texans lost on a last second field goal.
Excuse me, I sneeze here.
You can tell now it's a change of the weather right here.
Who kicked that field goal? Jan Stenerud?
No, not Jan. Remember Jan Stenerud? I used to call him the Schnoz. I used to call him. He's I think, the only kicker in the Hall of Fame. I think Morton Anderson's in the Hall of Fame, too. But Morton Anderson kicked indoors his whole career. Much easier to kick indoors than outdoors.
Favorite kick. Let's see if you know my favorite kicker.
Kicked for the Giants. So he did kick off. Your favorite kicker of all time, Fred Cox. I have no idea from the Minnesota.
You got it. You hit it. Very good.
Well, you're
very
an old
good
purple
number 14.
That's right. You're an old purple people leaders guy like I was. Fran Tarkington was my first childhood.
And then there was the
hero
with half a foot. Who was the guy with half a foot?
Dempsey. Rick Dempsey. Not Rick Dempsey.
That's right. That's right.
Not Rick Dempsey. The heck was his name? But Dempsey.
Rick Dempsey. Jack Dempsey.
Jack Dempsey, the former boxer, right?
in the grave, 200 years.
Exactly. Yeah. So
no. Actually, Dempsey held the record for years, 63 yards.
Right, exactly. Yes, he did. And he had half a foot, too. And I remember. And that's the days where, obviously, this is so funny, though. Those are the days where the posts were right at the goal line.
Yes.
I don't understand this. Did it take a genius to say, guys, somebody might run into the post. I think we should move it back 10 yards, you know?
It was that way for about 50 years.
It was
years.
Ridiculous. I mean, it was like, it was sitting there on the goal line. I said to myself, doesn't anybody ever run into that thing?
Robbie, they used to throw passes through the goalposts to get to the receiver.
Right, who's the genius that decided, hey, guys, I think there might be an extra.
Fred Biletnikoff used to catch Daryl LaMonica's passes through the goalposts.
Right, really, no kidding. Wow, number three, that's right, Daryl LaMonica. You know, Biletnikoff, speaking of Biletnikoff, the guy who's playing for the Giants, and we'll talk about the Giants after, but the guy who's playing for the Giants, Jalen Hyatt, he won the Biletnikoff Award. He was at Tennessee, and I didn't even hear his name on Sunday. I mean, Let's start with the first disaster, which is the New England Patriots. I can't believe the Patriots got shut out at home, and stupid me took the Saints and then switched my pick to the Patriots. So I don't remember the last time Belichick team was not only shut out at home. This team has scored 3 points in 2 weeks, and
embarrassing,
absolutely on their own field. The Saints are not a great team, certainly a good defense, but I mean Mac Jones is bad. He throws a pick six. They pulled him out in the fourth quarter. They put Zappe in, but just terrible stats. I mean, for the Patriots. I mean, as far as yardage, I mean, not even.
They never got off the ground. They never got started.
Not even 200 yards of offense. I don't even believe. I mean, just kind of a joke. So I mean, I'm looking at the stats right now as I speak here, and it blows my mind when I look at this. And I'm just going, man. I mean, they got blown out last week, 38-3 by the Cowboys, right? So this week they play the Saints. I figured, it's a Belichick team. They're gonna bounce back. They're playing an opponent that's not as good as Dallas and so forth.
This really begs the question, Robbie. You answer this question.
Right.
Was it Brady?
Right.
Or was it Belichick?
Right. That's what we said the other day. Was it Brady or Belichick? Well, obviously, we know who it was now. I mean, we obviously know. But I mean,
he's showing chinks in his armor, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, you know, they just don't have as much talent. Well, first of all,
not an Asian slur, by the way.
They have a good defense. You know, they do have a good defense. They have guys that make plays, but their offensive line has been really inconsistent. Obviously, they don't have a quarterback. So only 156 yards yesterday, passing yards 111. Here's the big thing: rushing yards, 45 rushing yards. That's it. Huh. We know the Saints have a good run defense. So 45 rushing yards and 3.1 yards per play. They had only 8 first downs. To check this out. Now, how in the world is this a Belichick team? Take a guess what they were in terms of third down efficiency. It's gonna blow your mind.
Percentage-wise?
Yeah.
No. 20?
1 for 14.
1 for 14. That's less than 20%. For 14 is about 4%.
About 4%. They only ran 51 total plays. So, I mean, and they had a punt 8 times. When you watched Brady for years, when did the Patriots – I mean, I used to say that the punter on the Patriots was like the Marlon Perkins of the
stealing
team.
Money.
He'd sit there and watch while everybody else did things, you know. He was like, remember from Wild Kingdom, I'd say, the guy like sits there and goes, Brady –
Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, of course.
Brady went down the field while I mixed margaritas on the sideline with the coaches. I mean, it's – It's amazing. So they he threw two interceptions. Oh, time of possession yesterday, 39 for the Saints and 20 for the Patriots. The Patriots had the ball 20 minutes.
What a disparaging.
Unbelievable. I didn't get a chance to watch Belichick's press conference, but I'll have to take a look at it later. But
I think he said five words.
So, yeah, probably.
Then he grunted a few times.
Yes, but we do have a number, 413-445-5943, 413-445-5943. I know we're going to get a call probably from Kevin Larkin today, possibly.
And incidentally, turn me up so I can talk to those callers.
Yes, and next week, I believe... I talked to him this morning. Joe Beningo from WFAN will be our guest.
Who's that? I never heard of him. Who the hell is that?
Yeah, right.
Since you asked me, you focused on it. You knew his ex-wife. It always makes me, every time I think of Joe, I think of his ex-wife calling him a jerk.
Oh my God! I'm telling you, the two of them.
Because everybody's ex-wife. Where one time he was the greatest thing since sliced bread. Now, of course. He's an ex, so he's the criminal.
I'm at a funeral. I'm getting grief about him. I'm like, hey, come on, I'm at a funeral. I was just at Sean's funeral, for crying out loud.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, my goodness gracious. So 413-445-5943. Did you watch any of the baseball last night? The Braves game was really exciting.
Actually, I did. I'm not lying. Okay. Usually I lie about it, but today I'm not lying about it. We have a TV in the hotel room. I actually watched two innings.
Okay, because I messaged Kevin last night, and I said, I can't believe that guy threw him a slider. It reminded me so much of Jimmy Leyritz, in the 96 World Series against the Braves, where he throws a slider instead of a fastball.
Well, you know what they say about a slider that doesn't break? Right. You know what they say about a slider that doesn't break? And it's a cookie. It's easy to hit.
Yeah, he was throwing fastballs to Austin Riley. He was throwing it past him, and all of a sudden he decided to be cooking it in there, and bang, it goes out of the ballpark.
They get too cute. They always get too cute.
They were down 4-0 last night, so that series tied at 1. We'll talk about the baseball later, but I wanted to say I wanted to talk about the abomination that is the New York Football Giants. I have to tell you something, Ralph. I have never seen such dysfunction on an offensive line in all my years of watching football, and their defense is horrendous. The Dolphins put up almost 600 yards of offense against them on Sunday. Daniel Jones got hurt. He's got a neck injury. They put Tyrod Taylor in the end, but Jones is running for his life. Now, look, he's not a great quarterback. I mean, I've said this for 4 or 5 years already about Daniel Jones. He's inaccurate at times, but he's running for his life. I can't blame him completely. The guy has got no time to throw. Nobody gets open. The receivers never get open. Let's face it, they're without their two best players. Their two best players on this team are Thomas and Saquon Barkley. And without their left tackle, they can't run. And without Barkley, they can't run. I mean, they stop running the ball. And Brian Daboll, I mean, what is he going to do? I mean, there's just not enough talent on this team. I blame Joe Shane more than I blame Daboll. And Kafka, their offensive coordinator, is not exactly, showing brownie points for creativity. I mean, they're just so damn boring. They run the same sets.
The play calling is poor.
Oh, it's
Here's
awful.
One thing. How many years have they said about the offensive line? How many years have they said have to fix it? Have to fix it. They never can do it.
So it goes back to when they hired McAdoo. What they tried to do, they tried to change Eli Manning and make him a West Coast type of quarterback, which he's not. I mean, he's a deep passer. Daniel Jones is. Daniel Jones to me is a guy who throws the ball deep. They did not try one deep pass in this game. These guys don't stretch the field. I didn't hear Jalen Hyatt's name the whole day. And speaking of names, by the way, why in the world did the Giants ever sign Leonard Williams? This guy is the Claude Rains.
Oh, what a blunder that
was. Claude Rains of...
of the New York Giants, of the NFL.
The invisible man. I mean, this guy never gets his name called. I mean, he and Dexter and Lawrence were absolutely invisible in this game, and the defense was atrocious. I mean, you get plays like 68 yards, a little flare pass to Tyreek Hill goes down, for a touchdown. You get a 74-yard run where it looks like it's a jailbreak. I mean, the Giants.
The guy had a chisel. But here's the thing about the Jones thing.
Yep.
Jones is a backup quarterback. Jones, and I sang the praises with our deceased friend Sean one time. I said I stuck up for Jones, and I said he's getting short shrift here, but he's a backup quarterback at best. Now that I see his body of work. Think about the money they gave this guy. They gave that guy franchise quarterback money, and they should never have done it because they had to keep searching for somebody else, I think, at this point.
I mean, I would rather see Tyrod Taylor. But, well, the thing is, he's got a neck injury now. He had a neck injury a couple of years ago. The question is, really, honestly, you know, how long is he going to be out for? I mean, it's a joke. When you look at the team stats, I mean, okay, the Dolphins had 524 total yards. The Giants 268. The Giants had 183 passing yards. The Dolphins had 302. Check this out. This is a great stat. Rushing. Uh-huh. Guess how many rushing yards the Dolphins had?
Yep.
222. So here's the big breakdown. Yards per play. All right. Dolphins 9.7, Giants 3.9. Just to show you how creative Kafka is. All right. And also, too, you know, they went out and got Darren Waller from the Raiders. I mean, could you please do me a favor? Can you catch the damn ball in the end zone? I know it was slightly tipped, but catch the ball, please. That would have been a touchdown. This team has not scored a touchdown for 2 weeks. And by the way, with the exception of the 31-point outburst against the Cardinals in the second half a few weeks ago, yeah. The Giants have scored, I mean, it's really a joke. Okay, now,
yeah. Well, I'll tell you, Rob,
they've
scored, I saw the Giants scored
21 points or 24 points. That's about it. In four games.
I saw the Giants at Yankee Stadium in 1971, and they were bad. This is the worst Giants team I've seen, I think, definitely in my lifetime. Well, I would say in the last 50 years.
Well, the Giants have always, you know, the interesting thing, I was telling this to Sue the other day, you know, the Giants have always prided themselves on defense. You go back to, you know, the 50s,
right.
Robustelli and Jim Katkavich and Rosie Greer and the man in the middle there. You know, Sam Huff and, you know, Dick Nolan and all these guys, Tom Landry, all these guys. It was a proud team. Even, you know, it's funny, in the 70s, and Kevin and I, you know, and you and I were talking about this last week, and it's true, they used to say this, like the defense was really good in the 70s, but the offense was so bad, the offense would get on the field and say, okay, guys, let's hold them right here. You know?
Well, I saw Fran Tarkenton in a Giants uniform, 1971,
right,
with Pete Gogolak kicking the ball.
He was the first.
And that team was really bad.
But the following year,
this team takes the cake.
Well, that was the team. And the following year, they were pretty good. They were actually 8-6 in 72. That was my first game against the Eagles. Against the Eagles, they won 62-10. On that day with Norm Steen.
How old were you then? Three?
No. I was seven. That was my first game. So 1972.
Seven. You're very sophisticated at seven.
Yes, I was.
And now what happened to you all these years later?
I don't know. Just something got discombobulated across the years. I don't know. But anyway, 10:19 right here on the Romeo Zook program. Right here, we're here every Tuesday at 89.7 FM WTBR. Give us a call, 413-4.
And by the way, and I'm sorry. I just talked to Obi. I apologize.
Right,
say that number.
That's all right. I do it all the time. 413-445-5943. So, the Giants, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the answer is.
And we'll do this too, Robbie. Before you go on, Robbie, if you want to text the program, I'll read the text on the air.
Absolutely.
We'll answer the question or mention your statement. 646-492-2436.
Right.
One more time. 646-492-2436 for your text.
There you go. You know, it's interesting. Like, this is the Giants have allowed 30 sacks this season. They gave up 7 sacks to Miami, right? It's a joke. Fourth down efficiency, 1-for-2. By the way, guess what the fourth down efficiency was for Miami? Nothing, because they didn't have to have a fourth down. Total plays.
Right.
The Giants actually ran more plays, okay? It's just amazing. I mean, first downs, 22-15. But, I mean, 5 of 17 on third down for the Giants. 5 of 17.
I had the Giants with 7 wins this year. They'll never get there.
I don't think they'll get there either. I mean, especially now with the – I mean, and they also – the interesting thing, too, is they had a fumble and 2 interceptions and it only resulted in 6 points. And they had the ball.
Well, that's you can't – you got to make these things.
And here's the creme de la creme, too. Okay, the Dolphins had the ball for 24 minutes, all right? The Giants had the ball for almost 36 minutes and came up basically with no touchdowns. I mean, the touchdown they came up was a pick six that was a 102 yard return, and that's the only reason they scored was because, I mean, basically Tua throws a really bad interception. I think it was like on a 5 yard line. Next thing you know, it's going the other way, but he threw a couple bad interceptions. But other than that, the Giants stink. I mean, 3.9 yards per play, that just tells it all right there. But
there's no diversity in the offense.
There's no talent.
Well, that's for sure. You know that for sure.
We're still reeling from Dave Gettleman's BS for the few years he was there, and how much he destroyed the team and so forth.
But that's why I hesitated in putting the blame on Jones that much.
Well, no, but
with the talent surrounding him, he can only do so much.
But
he's a guy.
They have
Robbie.
Talent surrounding. The problem is Saquon Barkley's hurt, and he's their best player. You know, and Andrew Thomas is their second best player. You know, that's the thing. They lost an All-Pro tackle and one of the best running backs in the league. So.
He's a guy, if he had everything going around him, perfect sync, he'd be a good quarterback. Not great, but he'd be good. with talent like this, he's going to falter every week.
Yeah, you know what the thing is? Like, I was looking for Jalen Hyatt. I mean, they got drafted this kid, and not one time did I hear his name. And again, Darren Waller caught a few balls, but he drops balls like he dropped one in the end zone. Should have caught it. I mean, it's like again. It's disgusting. The team's pathetic. It really is pathetic. I mean, they're 1-4 now. They go up to Buffalo. And again, what's with the NFL schedule makers? Again, by the way, guess when the Giants are on Sunday?
What's that?
They're on Sunday night.
Oh, they're on Sunday night.
Yes. Once again, the Giants are on national television, ladies and gentlemen. And the question is, are they actually going to score a touchdown? They haven't scored a touchdown for 2 weeks. I mean, it's an absolute joke. When you combine the points that they score in four games, what do they score? 21 points, something like that? It's a joke.
Okay, well, when you think about the Giants and you think about their, you know, how sad you are for the Giants season, how maybe they'll eke out maybe 5 wins, just think about what's going on in Israel right now.
Well,
and you'll feel better.
We'll talk about that.
Because everything pales in comparison.
Oh, yeah. We're going to focus on that after. I was going to save that for after.
But go ahead. You continue.
So the Jets. Yes, the Jets get a win 31-21 against the Broncos. I watched that game. And the defense comes up with some big plays. And, you know, Zach, okay.
At least they're in ball games.
Well, the Jets put up 407 yards. Zach throws for 173 yards. They ran the ball beautifully. They ran the ball for 234 yards against a really bad defense on the Broncos' part. And so they did a good job. They got 18 first downs. Not great on third down, 3 for 12. But they did what they had to do. And, I don't know what the hell Sal was thinking about towards the end of the game. They decided to throw the ball with about a couple minutes left with the ball with the lead. So Zach throws an interception. So Russell Wilson gets the ball back, and Russell Wilson fumbles the ball. Jets pick it up, and they score. They win 31-21. So now the Jets are 2-3. So when you look at it next week, you know the Jets have the Eagles on Sunday at home. That's going to be a really tough game for them to win, but they'll be in that game. You know, the thing about the Jets is they have a good defense. They have 8 guys that they've put in and out on the defensive line. They have good linebackers. Obviously, they got an all-pro in Sauce in the secondary, and it's refreshing to see because the Jets will be in every game because of their defense. I mean, like I said, it bothers me so much that the Giants' defense stinks as bad as it does. It's so depressing because, like I said, the Giants could win some games. Like Pittsburgh the other day pulls out a game where they hardly did anything. I mean, the Pittsburgh Steelers have arguably statistically the worst offense in the league, but they won because they have a really good defense, and they're able to come up with some plays, you know, and some sacks and some turnovers and so forth. So
defense wins ball games.
Absolutely.
It's still true.
I mean, look at the 85 Bears. Look at the 85 Bears. They were never a great offensive team. They won because their defense was probably the best I ever saw besides the Steel Curtain. Look at the Ravens. The Ravens won the Super Bowl. They won, you know, they won with Trent Dilfer, for crying out loud. But they had a tremendous defense. The Giants in 86, they had a good offense. They had Bavaro and obviously Sims, and they had little Joe. But, I mean, they won because they had Lawrence Taylor. They won because
they had
Harry
Carson.
Did
you know that Trent Dilfer went to barber school before he became quarterback?
Did he?
it's the truth. He knows how to cut hair. I'm looking for a good barber, by the way, in the New Jersey area.
Isn't he bald?
But wait, at one time he had hair.
Ask Nussbaum. I'm surprised.
And so did you.
I'm surprised Nussbaum hasn't called me yet. Like every time I'm on the air, he rings my phone. So I said to him, I said, Jimmy, by the way, just to let you know, between the hours of 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock on Tuesday, I'm on the air. So call me after the show, okay? Thank you very much.
Well, Nussbaum lives about, I guess he lives about a mile away from where we are right now. Yeah. I don't see him anywhere. He's not helping me out.
You can find him around, driving around.
He's not doing a damn thing for me. I mean, we need a chauffeur
with his Galileo Productions license.
By the way, we bought a new truck. A Jeep Liberty.
Nice.
A Jeep Liberty.
I know. I'm looking for a new car. I've been looking around.
And it is gorgeous. I let Cindy drive most of the time.
So now you can drive up and visit one of these days. Seriously, come up here.
She's got a heavy foot, though. A heavy foot. She's
But seriously,
so fast on the road. No, she's actually a very cautious driver.
I figure you and Tom Waits did the hotel thing now, so you can, you know.
I told Tom Waits to wait, but he wouldn't wait.
There you go. Oh, anyway. So basically, I mean. So I did pretty well with my picks. Not too bad. Not great, but not too bad, you know. So it was a pretty.
No, your picks are great. We have to go with the spread, though.
Right. Okay. So yeah, we'll do picks after and so forth. But as far as you know.
By the way, my father was a terrible gambler, right. So I don't gamble, but I still like to throw it around a little bit. My father would gamble on maybe two bugs going on the sidewalk. Which one was going to finish the end of the sidewalk first? My father was a degenerate gambler. That's a tough word to use when you're talking about your father, but that was his one vice.
Yeah, how about the 49ers? Very impressive. They kicked the crap out of Dallas, 42-10. And like I said, the Raiders won last night's game, and
The Raiders they look pretty good.
Yeah, Eagles won. The Eagles are 5-0, and so obviously the San Francisco 49ers.
There's your NFC representative.
The Bengals finally get off the schneid, beat the Cardinals 34-20. So Joe Burrow's had a bad angle, obviously a little bit better in that game. The Falcons come back with a last-second field goal and beat the Texans 21-19. The Lions are for real, 24 of our the winless Panthers. The Panthers yet to win a game this season. Like I said, the Steelers put out a win 17-10. And the Colts beat the Titans 23-16. Of course, we talked about the Patriots and then the Jags on the road in London. It's interesting. They were on the road for 2 weeks in London. They prepared, and then the Bills came over quick. The Buffalo Bills were talking about how tired they were, so they ended up losing. And so the Bills, the Bills are 3-2. So now with the Jet win, the Jets are only behind, a game behind them.
Wouldn't it be something if Zach Wilson turned it around and actually had a productive year?
Yeah. He had a pretty good game yesterday. Now, he makes his share of mistakes, but he's doing much better. He's playing with a little more confidence. I think Hackett's showing some confidence in him. I'm not a big Nathaniel Hackett fan, but he's showing some confidence in Zach right now. And I think Zach's a more talented quarterback than Daniel Jones.
So, I think he's very talented. There's something wrong. There's something wrong upstairs, but he's very talented.
Well, he's young.
I saw him throw 60 yards down the field flat-footed. The guy's got all the tools.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. I mean, he's got the arm and stuff like that. It's just a matter of putting things together. And also, too, let's be honest, the Jet offensive line is not that good either. The Jet offensive line's got some serious problems, too, as well. So,
no doubt about it.
We're
the defense does not take the ball away like they should. Well, ask Joe Beningo. He'll tell you.
Yeah, definitely. I wonder if Joe's on the golf course.
First of all, did you hear the fight that Joe Beningo had?
Yeah, what's the story with that with he and Tiki? I heard a little bit about it. Kevin Cannon texted me.
You want me to give you the lowdown?
Yeah, absolutely. And then we'll take a break. Yeah, go ahead.
Tiki is so reserved, such a nice guy. Hey, doesn't argue very course, much. Right. Very soft-spoken
yes,
guy.
Yes, nice
very
guy.
Intelligent guy. Yes. He was over his head with NBC, but he's back in his element now with sports.
Right, right.
Joe picked on him about the Jets and the Giants because he accused him of not caring about the Jets and only caring about the Giants, taking a passing interest in the Jets, then commenting badly on the Jets.
Well, he did the Jets game
the
other day.
They had it out. They had it out in the studio like you would not believe. Now, wow. Joe was on the phone or on the Zoom or something like that.
Right.
And Tiki was in the studio, and they have him in for his weekly appearance.
Yeah.
And Tiki actually left the studio saying, I can't say it on the radio. I'll edit myself. He said something to the effect, I can't effing stand this anymore. This effing guy is an a-hole. That's what he said about Joe Domenico.
Wow.
And Beningo just kept talking. To his credit, Beningo didn't get offended too much, and he continued to talk on his point. And Tiki just left the room.
Wow.
You would think all the punishment Tiki took all these years, he could take a little tongue lashing from Joe Beningo.
I know, I didn't even mention it to Joe and even talk with Joe about it. I happened to text him.
We get Joe on the air next week. We got to bring that up.
Yeah, you could bring it up if you want.
I'm going to bring it up. I'm saying, Joe, you're going to invite Tiki to dinner anytime
right,
soon?
Is he taking him out to Roberto's Clam House with Joe
started? Maybe Roberto's Clam House one night.
When Joe first started out of the year, he used to do the thing for Umberto's Clam House for years. Umberto's Clam House.
Umberto's Clam House, somebody got rubbed out on it in Umberto's Clam House. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
One of my own kind got rubbed out.
I figured some nice Italian boy. So 413-445-5943, Ralph Romeo, Robbie Zucker here at WTBR 89.7. We're here every Tuesday, and also you can join us along the beautiful internet anywhere that you can find it. So we'll just take a break right now, and then we'll come back. I know Ralph wants to talk about what's going on in Israel, so do I. And for anybody else that wants to text, 646-492-2436, you can give Ralph
I have
a text.
Four texts already if you want to hear them later.
Absolutely, we will. So we'll just take a break, and then we will shall return. All right, we'll be back right after these messages.
I smoke because it's a habit. It's very hard to quit. I've tried.
My wife smokes. It's not allowed in the home. It's not allowed around my children. I just know it isn't good.
My husband hates that I smoke, and I smoke outside.
It irritates her a little bit, but I think she sees and understands what I'm trying to get across to her, that it's not only bad to her, but it's bad to my three beautiful daughters and my two sons.
My dad gets upset with my mom because she smokes and he doesn't, and whenever my mom goes and smokes, she has to go smoke outside. I don't think my mom should smoke because it's really bad for you and it could hurt you really bad.
I do think there is a correlation between parents and kids. The parent smokes, the kids think it's okay for them to smoke.
Sometimes all you need is a small reason to quit.
Yeah, I love my mom very much, but I still wish she'd stop smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Hey, this is Mike Pezzo. Remember those tunes your parents told you to turn down? Better yet, remember those tunes your grandparents told your parents to turn down? Well, on Mike's Amazing Music and Oldies show, you'll hear sometimes oldies, sometimes blues, sometimes local performers, and a lot of rock on Berkshire County's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, Thursdays at noon. Tune in and be entertained and educated.
Every Sunday night at 10 p.m., something strange happens to the airwaves of WTBR-FM. It's called The Mix. It is an experience like no other on this part of the planet. Witness a collection of fresh and classic beats that are guaranteed to make you move. The best part is, it is mixed completely live, uncut, unedited. So, for an exciting end to the weekend, tune your radio to WTBR-FM Sunday nights from 10 to midnight for The Mix.
Did you know that just 30 minutes a day of physical activity can improve your health and decrease your risk of heart disease? Walking is an easy way to start. For every hour of regular vigorous exercise, you can gain 2 hours of life expectancy. So start walking for yourself. Start walking with your family. Start walking with your friends. Start walking in your community. Start walking. Start something. Join the movement today. For more information on the American Heart Association START program, visit heart.org/start.
Hello, Phil Tierney here, the host of Berkshire Jazz, where I play all the young tigers and old lions of jazz every Saturday evening from 8 to 10 on WTBR 89.7, Pittsfield Community Radio. Join me Saturday at 8. And if you know someone who likes and enjoys this great American classical music, tell them about us. Spread the word. Jazz is alive and well on WTBR 89.7. Thanks for listening.
Check it out, it's the Terminator. Hey, when'd you get back, huh?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
Why are you so distant? Are you not happy to see me?
So what's the deal? You gonna get a job now or what?
Why are you being so jumpy? Put all that stuff behind you, okay?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org because we know where you're coming from. Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Bigfoot, Koreans,
yep.
Garbage Pail Kids.
We got something for just about everybody.
Hipster.
WTBR.
Yeah! Welcome back to the second portion of Romeo and Zook right here on WTBR 89.7 FM in Pittsfield. Ralph Romeo, Robbie Zucker right here, yours truly, every Tuesday from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock, 413-445-5943, to text 646. You know, it's almost funny, Ralph, I almost forgot about it. 646-492-2436, I should be used to texting that.
You memorize numbers very well.
I try, yeah, I try to get my mother to memorize her cell number. I said to her yesterday, Mom, what's your cell number? I don't know. I'm like, Mom.
Oh, she has to know that.
It's six numbers, Mom. Come on.
You got to get on your mother for that one. Where is she, by the way? Probably, how's she doing? Okay?
She's doing fine. She's out there listening. I'm telling you. Like, I went to buy another phone for her. It's amazing. My mom goes through phones like, you know, like I'm going through, you know, underwear. It's amazing.
Oh, yes.
But,
and you go through quite a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. How'd you know?
Especially with your problem.
So, but Steve Summers years ago, when I first started talking to Steve many, many, many years, about 36 years, he used to do these live reads, you know, LV, so here's the live read for the day. Skip the apple cider and try a timeline. fall is for video editors. Join PCTV for part two of our fall production training series. Starting Thursday, October 26th at 6 p.m., this series is designed to teach new editors the basics of how to use Final Cut Pro, the official edit software of PCTV. For more information, please email training at pittsfieldtv.org, or you can call the station at 445-4234, extension 0121. Again, that's 445-4234, extension 01201 for the video training for fall production training series. So, and they do a great job here. It's a really good facility. I mean, you have to come up here sometime. You got to see the station. And
Now we have a better truck. We may take you up on it.
Yeah. So I was watching the Braves game last night. So that was real exciting. They were down 4-0, and they came back against the Phillies. So that series tied at 1. The Dodgers. You know what's so funny? I'm watching Clayton Kershaw pitch. Is Clayton Kershaw is going to be in the Hall of Fame? But he is the worst postseason pitcher I have ever seen in my life.
The worst.
They were down 9-0 in the second inning. Arizona's just playing with house money right now. So they're up 2-0. They lost. The Dodgers lost 4-2 last night. The Dodgers have scored, 5 runs in the 2 games. And they were being blown out 11-0 the other night. And now they're going back to Arizona for game 3. And my former roommate, Steve Berthium, is the voice of the Arizona Diamondbacks. So I'm sure Steve's smiling. And I'd love to have Steve.
You know everybody. You're the biggest name dropper in the business.
I haven't spoken to Steve in many, many, many years. But I'd like to get him on the show one day. And I did text Tim Neverett. And it's kind of late for Tim, but one of these days when he's on the East Coast doing a game, we'll get him on. We'll get him on sometime, hopefully.
I talked to Aaron Boone last night. You know what he said?
What?
Hello.
No more. He did a Roberto Duran. No mas.
No mas.
No mas.
Oh, please.
He can't take the criticism.
Now it's 7 years coming back. Look, it's not all his fault, but look, you know, and I argue with this with Gerard all the time. We talk about this. He says, well, Boone won 500 games. So what? So
he hit a monumental Yankee home run in the past.
Yes.
So now somehow it makes him a manager. No, I'm serious. Now, how do you get a guy from the broadcast booth, give him the most heralded position in sports,
with the Colts,
and expect him to succeed?
What the Colts did well last year. They brought a guy from a football show and put him on and made him have a head coach.
So stupid. Most of the time, it doesn't work.
I know it doesn't work, but so the Braves are up. Braves are tied. Then Houston and the Twins are tied, and then of course you have the what's it called? I'm trying to remember the last. Oh, the Baltimore. The Orioles are down 2-0. You know, I picked the Texas Rangers to go to the World Series against the Braves. So far so good. The Rangers up 2-0 going home against the Orioles.
What a lackluster World Series though.
Yeah,
Texas Rangers with the Atlanta Braves.
Well, I'm saying that's my prediction. I'm not
wake me up
happen.
In April for that.
Right? Yeah, well, you know that. I mean, it would be a fun World Series, but ratings wise, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, the Dodgers. If the Dodgers get knocked out, which I think that's obviously they're gonna get swept now. We'll see. But then you got Baltimore, you got the Twins, you got Houston. I mean, you don't have Boston, you don't have New York. You know, it's not. I mean, ratings wise, I don't know what they're doing as far as share. I'd like to see actually.
But who watches baseball these days? Seriously, what demographic?
As far as I would say,
you know what, men and women age bracket.
I would say mostly men. I would say from the age of maybe 25 to 75. I mean, I would say morally that's more maybe 30 to 75. I would say it's probably a little bit higher. I mean, there's some young people that like the game. I mean, obviously, yeah,
some. You just hit the word some. You know what the age bracket in my mind is?
What?
How about 55 to 75? No, I'm not even kidding you. I'm dead serious. Well, I make jokes sometimes.
Well, right now,
the average baseball fan who's watching all these games,
yep.
And I'm talking average, Rob. I'm not talking about the guy that loves baseball that's 30 years old.
I understand.
He's an anomaly. The guy watching baseball is our age, and we're steeped in tradition, and that's what he does. He watches baseball 9 innings. That's it.
Yep. It's sad that you know what the way baseball is. They're trying to make it more entertaining. You know, like Kevin was saying a couple weeks ago when we had him on, Kevin Kernan. You know, everybody should be stealing 4,000 bases now. It should be.
They don't steal bases. They won't steal bases.
Well, you know what?
If they give him second base, they won't take it.
So last night in the Braves game was real exciting. Like they Riley hits a home run with 2 outs. Right, they're down by a run. They come back. They're up 5-4. And then in the 9th inning, the first man gets walked. So here comes the Snicker. He brings his closer in, and there's a long fly ball to center field. You think it was going to be a home run, and Harris makes this unbelievable catch, and they double up last night. And
great catch, I saw.
Yeah, it was a fantastic catch. And then Harper gets doubled at first base, and that's the end of the game. It was a very exciting game. So, but anyway, I wonder what the ratings are now, though. Honestly, I wonder what the ratings
not
really
good.
Are.
Not good. Not good at all. It's a club sport.
Right, but I'm just saying, with not a lot, you got some good teams out there. The Phillies are fun to watch. Obviously, the Braves have the best record in baseball. There are some fun teams. The Twins are a cool story. They're tied with Houston. So there's some cool stories out there. Obviously, the Orioles have been disappointing.
There are good stories. But I don't want to be a negative Nelly because this is a sports show. But it's just lackluster. The baseball has lost its glimmer.
Yeah, I would say so a little bit.
You know what I mean? It just doesn't have that excitement. And, you throw a few day games in there for a change of pace. Yeah. It would be nice. Yeah. But they never would do that.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to say, I wanted to say that to our listening audience that, we were concentrating on sports for, a couple of years with Sean here. And the reason that we wanted to talk other subjects is simply because I think that, with Ralph's show down at WPAT in New York, it lends itself to a lot of different things, whether it's music, whether it's politics, whether it's, writing, whatever it is, whether it's theater or Broadway stuff, So I think it's nice to lend ourselves to being a little bit more versatile and so forth. If it's all right with the programming department, seems to be okay. So, but I want.
Did you check with the Muckety Mucks there?
No.
Did you check with Bob Heck and the other guy you don't care for?
What guy I don't care for?
there's one villain down there that I won't mention his name.
Okay. No, everybody's nice. They're all good.
They're very nice down there. Especially
Sean's he's good people. So anyway.
Sean's a really nice guy.
Yes, he is. He does a great job here. Lots to do. So anyway, it was a tough week the last couple of days. What's going on in Israel is just it's ridiculous.
Okay. Let me tell you.
Yeah, go ahead.
The protest that was going on in Manhattan at the night after the bombings and the pillaging and the raping and everything else took place. Yep. They were pro-Palestine protests going on. They were despicable. If you are on the side of the Palestine, what they call, there's no state of Palestine, first of all. Right. This whole notion that there's some sort of a state of Palestine, it does not exist. Israel sits there. They had their pants down, Rob.
Yep.
They got caught unaware.
I can't believe the intelligence.
The whole thing was shocking how it went down
and
how little defense was had in the beginning. These guys were taking kids, taking women, raping them, abusing kids, chopping people's heads off.
Yep.
These terrorists are – this is Israel's 9/11.
Yeah,
this is horrendous. This hasn't happened in Israel since 1973. That's 50 years ago.
I remember the Yom Kippur War as a kid. I remember the Yom Kippur War.
The Yom Kippur Wars of 73 were disastrous. This is 10 times as bad.
I mean, I just
go ahead.
No,
go
I just ahead. I just can't believe the atrocities are just it's mind-boggling that people can do this to people. But then again, you look at the Nazis, what they did, and you look at ISIS, and you look at all these other terrorist groups. I mean, I have friends that practice Islam. It's no reflection to people who are good, decent people who practiced. But I mean, in my faith in Judaism, we don't kill people in the name of God. I mean, that's not what we do. And these people will kill people in the name of God. And it's just
we are the great Satan, and they're number two.
It blows my mind.
And they're out for us, and they're out for them.
I'm glad that President Biden is backing everybody, and I'm glad that they are supporting.
Was President Biden for three, four solid days? Where is the President of the United States?
Well, that's what my mother keeps asking.
And his statement.
Well, he made a statement, but I said to my mother yesterday, I said, what do you want him to say? I mean, he's not like...
No, but he was quiet. Robbie, your mother's right on this one. He was quiet for days. He didn't say a word for days. What bigger story is there?
I know. I just... Well, he came out and spoke the other day, but
you're talking about anything. And why are we so quick to help Ukraine, yet so slow to help the Gentile in the United States? They don't care about Israel.
Of course not.
I'm the exception to the rule. I'm a Catholic boy that actually cares.
Well, they're our greatest ally. They're our greatest ally in the Middle East. Obviously, in the Middle East.
You know the former president. I think he has orange hair. His name's Donald Trump.
Yeah.
He was Israel's friend. I'll give him that credit.
He was.
And I credit him last time we were on the air. I'll say it again. He was Israel's best friend.
He was. I mean, they moving the embassy and so forth. And then obviously the treaties with the Amorite nations and so forth. So, yeah, I mean, I think Jared Kushner was a big part of that as well. But I mean, just, I mean, you know, as somebody, you know, especially during High Holy Days that just ended for me for 3 weeks, you know, as a practicing Jew, it just makes me sick to my stomach. And it's just so hard to deal with. Now, I contacted people I know that have relatives and friends over there. Everybody was okay. But, you know, and especially this, there was a bunch of people, 260 people killed at a concert. Imagine that. You're going to a concert. I can't imagine, like, going to SPAC or, like, just going locally to the Colonial Theater, you know, and having a bunch of
people. Robbie, they did not do it high tech. They did it on the ground.
They're shooting people, as they're running. You know, I mean,
yeah, the way they were attacked, but they were so well calculated. They planned this for years, and they carried it out. It was no accident. It was done when it was done. It's no accident. It's been 50 years, by the way. There's a 50-year gap, and that was done purposely too. When you see something this kind of an atrocity, yeah. you could always tell that they chose a certain day, a certain time for reasons. There are many reasons why they chose the time they did. And let me tell you something about what they did. They went in there and they don't care if they die. That's why they had the advantage. They're going to see 72 virgins according to their religion. The Israelis don't want to die. The Jews don't want to die, but they don't care if they want to die. If you don't care that you want to die and you think if you die, you're going to paradise immediately for something better, you're going to be at a distinct advantage in any kind of war.
I mean, the things that they're capturing, like children and women, and taking them hostages, and now they said to Netanyahu, if you attack, we're gonna do some of these hostages. I mean, it's just.
He came out with a very strong statement this morning. Did you hear it?
I didn't hear his word.
He said, "There's no mercy for these animals." He called them animals 100 times.
They are animals.
Should have done it 200 times. He's right. The Gaza Strip is going to be taken back by us.
I hope so.
We are taking no prisoners, and he actually admitted that they had their pants down. What I mean by that, they were unprepared.
Right.
He actually admitted that. I was surprised. A leader like that, of that magnitude, actually to admit that they were caught unaware is a very rare occasion.
Especially with Israel, especially the intelligence in Israel and so forth.
And then Netanyahu, I'll tell you, they can say what they want about him. He's actually very tough. I'd rather have him at the helm than some of these other
guys. Well, of course. But believe me, there was a lot of controversy with the vote, and there's a lot of polarization in Israel. And when Netanyahu got back into the office, I mean, seriously, there was a lot of controversy with a lot of the conservative movements in Israel and so forth. But yeah, it's
he's a little heavy-handed, that's why. Yeah. He's a little, you know, he's out for right. self-aggrandizement. They all are.
And he was educated in the United States.
You know something,
too,
he's good to have it at the helm, but again, you got to blame him. In the same effort that you say you congratulate the guy for saying what he said this morning, you got to blame him because they really were caught unaware. I don't understand why.
I don't understand why
these
either.
People took control of these animals. Again, these animals, they took over so quickly. I saw a picture on CNN,
yep.
A video on CNN. It would break your heart. These poor women. Just pining over these caskets of children that were taken and killed, their children, this pile of blankets, the dead bodies, it would tear your heart out if you saw this video.
It's amazing. Just blows my mind. That's why I like talking sports sometimes better. But yeah, but
and again, what a wonderful subject.
Yeah.
To feel happy. You know, you want to make yourself happy, but if you turn on the news these days, it's the only news story.
I know, it's been on like crazy, and after a while it gets to me, you know, it gets to be too much. I mean, I watched it, obviously following it, you know, for the last few days, and
Are you Jewish? I haven't heard.
Yeah.
You are, right?
Of course.
Tell me what you think of my statement, meaning that the average Gentile in this country doesn't really, you know, yes, he'll give lip service to it. He'll say something like, oh my gosh, how horrible, my prayers go out to these people, all that nonsense that does really nothing. But they really don't follow through when it's Israel. Think about what we did for Ukraine, and think about what we're about to do for this nation of sovereignty that used to be sovereign. Now that I don't know, but I don't know why we don't have the same feeling for them as we do for a nation like, a country like Ukraine.
Yeah, especially when Ukraine has a Jewish president as well. So I mean,
do you know that we opened the pocketbook for Ukraine to the point of absurdity?
Oh, of course.
Do you know how much money we've handed over? Anything that they wanted, we gave them. For some reason, there was no accountability whatsoever. I'm not saying we should have given nothing. I'm not saying we shouldn't have helped.
Oh, no, we should support
them,
absolutely.
But Robbie, think about this. There has to be some accountability.
Of course.
You got to get a receipt. You got to get a receipt. You have to know where your money is going. You can't just say, "Yeah, I need $2 billion. Here it is." I've never heard of anything like that.
Speaking of money, here's the question I have for you, okay? Because there's been a lot of controversy. You know, I got back in. I wrote something yesterday on social media about the $6 billion supposedly given to Iran for I couldn't believe it when they
and that was cash. Humanitarian. You understand what that means?
But the question is, did they? You know, when I hear from my friends that are more to the left, oh, it's just a bunch of conservative nonsense. That's not really true. They didn't give money. I mean, I want to know whether this is true or not. Whether the Biden administration handed over $6 billion to the Iranians, because you can't tell me, okay, you cannot tell me that the Iranians did not fund Hezbollah and Hamas with some of the money. I mean, come on.
It's all one and the same.
I mean, it's the Iranians who are funding these people, for crying out loud. And yet we're getting
money. Hey, it was Obama that handed all this money over.
That's right. How'd you know that? Oh, sorry.
It was that president I'm trying to forget about that handed that money over.
But they just said they handed money over the other day. I mean,
Biden did his share. Now, Biden came out. Well, the administration, the official statement.
And Trump never wanted to give money to them.
The official statement from the administration was that we have no evidence, no clear evidence that Iran has anything to do with this.
Oh, come on.
That was the Biden administration official statement yesterday.
You don't think they're funding Hamas?
That was this morning.
You don't think they're funding Hamas and Hezbollah and some of these
terrorists? Of course they are. I'm just telling you what they said.
That's ridiculous. I just can't believe that they're not. Especially when they have all these rockets, for crying out loud.
The Iranian people are wonderful people. The despotic government is something else. Those people want to wipe us off the planet Earth.
It's amazing. It blows my mind. And that, you know, I said to my mother, I said, the biggest problem with Iran is that it's the 10 million people that ruin it for the other 10. So
I met the most wonderful. I used to have so many Iranian actors in my class from here and there.
Sure.
And they were fantastic young people. And they despised that government because they couldn't do anything at home. That's why they were in the United States.
My next-door neighbor in Lenox was from Iran, and we used to walk down and take walks together at night. We used to say, why can't we all get along, for crying out loud? So,
Iran makes – they turn out the best track stars. You want to know why? Because the country is named Iran.
Exactly.
It's Iran. But here's the thing about Iran.
Yep.
I once met a person, very nice guy. He was telling me about what they have to go through there, and he happened to be gay. Now, if you're gay in Iran, you can get thrown off a building.
Wow.
You don't dare walk down the street and show your sexuality in any way. You're going to get killed.
Unbelievable.
I mean, that's just the way it goes. And again, why do you think they're coming over here? Not them in particular, but why do you think the migrants come over here in droves? Because as bad as this country is, it's a much better place than where they're coming from.
I just said to my
mother
yesterday.
The same is to be said about these guys.
I just said to my mom yesterday, thank God we live here. I said, thank God. Thank goodness we live in the good old USA. I mean, not everything's perfect here, but man, it's a hell of a lot better than where it is.
But you know something? We've gone down the tubes. We're at a low point right now.
So again, I ask you, I mean, before it's 10:54 right here on the Romeo Zook program out here on WTBR 89.7. Ralph Romeo, Robbie Zucker here every Tuesday from 10 to 11. I got to ask you, though, again, you know, we're going into this, you know, Biden-Trump, you know, battle again. And is there anybody out there that's going to, you know, try to challenge these two guys?
Well, I hate to say this.
I don't want to vote for either one of them.
Here's one thing I'm going to say. You got to watch what you say when you talk this way. The only way that we're going to rid ourselves of either one, and the only way that other people are going to be involved, is if one of them meets their demise. One of them dies, and you know they're 80 years old. You never know. But that's the only way that it's not going to be the same rerun from the last time.
It blows my mind that we don't have anybody else in this country that anybody has any faith in that can be president of the United States. It's amazing. I mean, I know it's not an easy job, obviously. It's a very difficult job. I don't know why anybody would want that job. I mean, it's obviously a big ego thing and so forth. But, I mean, it just blows my mind that we still have the
power
same
is the
people.
Greatest aphrodisiac. You know
yes,
that.
Yes, Machiavelli, I was thinking of, right?
When they approach the podium and they have a big erection, you know, because they're getting very sexually aroused by their power.
That's amazing.
That's the way these politicians are. You know, you wonder sometimes. They leave a job as CEO. Yep. They're making millions, and they take a $300,000 job as a politician, you wonder why they do that. You want to know why? It's about the power.
Yeah, it's obviously it's always about the power. I mean, it's been throughout history. It's always about power. You know, it's about power. It's about money. That's basically what it's about. So, but anyway, to get off that subject, so we got about 4 minutes left in the program. I was going to say, next week's NFL games.
I just want to thank these people that have texted me. We'll read it next week. We don't have much time.
Okay. I was going to say.
We got Lenny. We got Lenny and Al and David.
Oh, okay.
And somebody named Sean, not our Sean, regrettably. But yeah. And my friend Dale from the Left Coast. He's in California. Everybody had great comments, but we'll get to them next week. Go ahead.
So I guess Giants Bills. Who do you like in that game?
I like the Bills big.
Yeah, me too. Could you imagine?
Then, you can't say anything else. I mean, they're going to get trounced.
Jets Eagles.
Oh, I you know something? I like the Eagles, but they won't cover. What's the spread there?
I'm looking to see what the spread is. I'm not quite sure. Did they put the spread up yet? Not quite sure. I know the Eagles are favored.
It's got to be 9-10 points. No,
I don't think it's that. I don't think it's that close.
No,
maybe, but okay. I don't think it's that close. But I don't think it's come out yet. Like I don't see a spread on there. I'm looking.
I like the Eagles, but not to cover.
Okay. Yeah. I was just looking.
I just assume the spread is pretty big.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be as big. I mean,
the Eagles are 5-0.
Yeah, I know they are. So, and then obviously next week the Patriots, I believe, go down and play the Texans, and the Texans have been playing well. Obviously, C.J. Stroud.
I don't like the Patriots against anybody but the Jets.
Right, exactly.
They get up for the Jets.
If you're going to play right, if you're going to play the Patriots, you have to play the Jets, exactly. So
you got to have a green uniform, right? They'll kill you.
Right, exactly. I mean, the Patriots are so bad. I can't believe how bad they are, though. I was shocked. I mean, the way they played, it was just ridiculous. So, but actually, the Patriots play the Raiders next week. So Sunday the 15th, yeah, they're in Vegas to play the Raiders.
I like Vegas in that game.
So Josh McDaniels returns to coordinate against his old team that he and Brady, they were together for a long time, a lot of success with the two of them. But man, I can't believe how bad the Patriots are. I mean, they get shut out at home. I mean, man. I mean, then the Giants.
You can see how they go up and down. You can see how sometimes they're prepared, sometimes they're not. And again, that question, we can get into it next week. Brady or Belichick? Well, it had to be a combination to a certain extent,
it's pretty
Robbie.
Much Brady,
But like, you got to believe that Brady held the key.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, of course. I mean, yeah. I mean, look, Belichick's a great coach. We know that. We all know that. But it's amazing. I can't.
Now that Brady's divorced or separated. You know, he may come back to football. You never know.
Right, could be. You know, I always thought the Jets were going to call him after the injury.
I thought so too. I said that too.
Maybe they put a phone call to him.
I said that to Melusis, and he laughed at me. And I said, "Hey, Mark, I know I forgot more than you know about sports."
There you go. Yeah, I've listened to music
yesterday.
Actually,
he's a very good sports guy.
Oh, yeah. I listened to his Sunday program with his football. So, anyway, we're out of time. We'll see you next week. Thank you so much. We'll be back next week on Tuesday, as always, at 10 o'clock. So, Ralph, thanks, buddy. I'll talk to you soon.
Oh, I appreciate it. I enjoyed it, man. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks so much. All right. So, next week, we'll see you Tuesday at 10 o'clock. We'll have hopefully Joe Beningo on next week from WFAN. Thanks, everybody. Take care. Be good to yourselves. And God bless the people in Israel.